Turn back to the book of Revelation, please. Let's talk about our new home today. We're going to get a new home. Did you know it? And it's going to be, it's not going to be in heaven either. Did you know that? We're not going to live in heaven. Oh, we may go there now. But that's just temporary. Probably most people never thought about that. But we're going to live on the new earth one day. Amen? Or at least that's what the Bible seems to indicate very clearly. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10, the Bible says, Abraham looked for a city which foundation, whose builder and maker was God. Abraham was looking for that city that the book of Revelation talking about. And then Jesus said he was going to prepare a place for us. And undoubtedly that place is the New Jerusalem spoken about in Revelation 21. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And he's going to come back and take us to that place. The New Jerusalem, as seen in Revelation 21, is coming down from God. When you turn to that book, the Bible says, and Jesus, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. John is given this vision of this city called the New Jerusalem. Jerusalem has always been a special place to God, even today. Way back in the Old Testament, we see Jerusalem was prominent. And it's been known as the city of God, but the city without God, because the Jewish people there have always disobeyed their God so much. Think of the opportunity the Jewish people have had over the years. A special chosen people to be God's people, for God to use, for God to bless, and for God to use them to bless other people. And yet, the main thing we know about the Jewish people is their disobedience to God. God gave them their law, made up of the first five books of the Bible, but basically we know it as the Ten Commandments, God's moral law, which is actually good for us today. No salvation in them, but it requires obedience. We're to obey God and God's law to receive God's blessings. You know, today with technology, the ability to get this message out, the message of the Bible, it's shocking that so many people don't listen to it, isn't it? That God says, if you'll live with this book here, I'll bless you. And everybody everywhere wants to be blessed, but they don't want to live with this book. Strange, isn't it? Boy, that's the power of sin, isn't it? It's also, as John read those verses, did you notice he was talking to those Christian people? The book of Corinthians is to the church at Corinth, Christian people. But you know what he said about them? They were carnal. What does that mean? Worldly. They were saved people, but they were worldly. Isn't that the same problem today, 2,000 years later? That's the reason so many empty pews in churches. Christian people, too many are not serious about their walk with the Lord. That's so sad. I, John, saw that holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride. Think of a city all decked out like a beautiful bride prepares for her wedding, which she wants to be the most beautiful day of her life. And this is the vision that John is given of our new home that we're going to be living in. He says it's like a bride, a prepared, adorned for her husband. She wants to look the best she possibly can. And she won't ever look that good again. Amen. Amen. Oh, boy. I might have to wash the dishes when I get home. We're going to live in heaven. We're not going to live in heaven one day. We're going to live on the earth, is what I'm trying to say. John describes for us this large, glorious city radiating the splendor of God. It will be the capital of the universe one day, the New Jerusalem, this glorious city. There won't be any slums in it. There won't be any gangs in it. There won't be any sin streets in that city. Praise God. It's going to be a holy city for God's people. The redeemed of the Lord will be able to go in and out as they serve the Lord. Everybody's going to be serving the Lord. Won't that be a time in the land when everybody is serving the Lord? Verse 3 says, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be with their God." You can go all the way back to the first book of the Bible, and you see God coming and walking with Adam in the cool of the day. And you can find throughout the Bible, even in the tabernacle, even in the temple, now in the church, the one thing that's always pointed out, God wants to be with his people. And God is not just with his people in the building, although that's true too. But one of the first things we learn about the church of Jesus Christ, that God lives in us. We are the temple of God. Isn't that awesome? God can't wait for you to get to heaven, so he's living in you now. Amen? Boy, heaven is coming down to earth, and God is going to live with his chosen people. I don't think words can explain or express how that's going to be. It's going to be so great. God living in our presence. What a change for mankind. God living with us forever. It won't be just for a little while. It will be a forever thing. No longer will we be living by faith. We won't have to live by faith. I went with Brother Chavis down to Florence the other day. I said, "Brother Chavis," I said, "did you know one day we won't have to pray? Won't that be something? Won't have to pray. Won't be living by faith. The Lord's going to be right there with us." Now, I don't understand all that with all those many billions of people that no doubt will be. I don't know, you know, how intimate we're going to be, but it will be. Because God's going to make it so. Life now is going to be wonderful forever when that new Jerusalem comes down to the new earth. And we are citizens of that fair city. John begins to tell us what wonderful things God is going to do for us. And some of the things that we're really interested in is found in verses 3 through 5. Look in your Bible. God shall wipe away all tears. Do you get tired of crying? I don't like to see people cry, but I see people cry. It tears me up to see my wife cry, but she cries. There shall be no more death. Won't that be something? No more death. Living in a world with no death. No thinking about it. No fearing somebody's going to call you so-and-so just died. No, that's not going to happen anymore in our new home where we're going to get to live. The Bible says, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Brother Searle today, hurting with his leg. My wife has a lot of bone problems. A lot of people have problems, hurting, headaches, heartaches, troubles. The Bible says there's not going to be any more pain, physical or emotional. That land won't have that. For the former things are passed away. The things that have been negative, may I say it that way in this life, they won't be present there. Not going to be anything negative in the new Jerusalem, in our home, and in the new world where we'll be living. Folks, it's not a fairy tale, may I say that? This is not a fairy tale. This is not a novel. This is truth. The Bible's if this book is true, and it is true, I believe it's true, this is the way it's going to be. The way it's going to be. Tears will be a thing of the past. Death will never take another life. There will be not be anything to ever make us sad or even cry. Our bodies will never again suffer with pain as they do now. We won't be like some having birthdays. We'll quit having birthdays, I reckon. Maybe we won't. Take a big calendar to keep up with them there, won't it? When you've been there 10,000 years, and you just begun, as the song says. This promise of God is all the former fears and griefs will be gone. You know, I leave home. My wife says, be careful. I bet it same way at your house. Be careful. You know why we say that? So much danger out there, aren't there? So much danger out there. Heaven is going to be heaven on earth. Amen? Heaven's going to be heaven on earth one day. Heaven's not going to be a faraway land. It's going to be here on the new earth in the new Jerusalem where our home is at. And what a glorious heaven it's going to be. Then John said, he that sat upon the throne said to John, behold, I make all things new. Everything's new and won't ever get old. There's going to be a new blessed way of living that will never change. Never change. The one on the throne said to John, write, for these words are true and faithful. It's like God Himself signed it. John, what I'm telling you is true and faithful. There's going to be a new Jerusalem and a new earth, and there's nothing to hurt or make anyone sad or anything negative in the world that is to come. Folks, it's just only God can do this. An almighty God. And this is His plan. This is His plan. And He's outlined it in His Word so we can know what the future holds for those of the faith who believe this about Jesus Christ that died on the cross for the sins of the world. This is for the people that believe that. For the people that believe that. And He said unto me, it's done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. I'll save you freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21, 6 and 7. You know who an overcomer is? A believer in Jesus Christ. A believer in Jesus Christ is an overcomer. We've overcome disbelief to put our faith and our trust and our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we're going to be kept by the power of God. Amen? Not by our faithfulness, but by His power are we being kept, because He's bought us and paid for us with His blood. God wants to give salvation to all who want it. Do you want salvation? All you have to do is ask. You don't have to buy it. It's by faith in Jesus Christ. Those receiving salvation are the overcomers and will live with Him on the new earth. But those who refuse the water of life, God says this in verse chapter 21, and He begins saying, the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. These are the ones that refuse to drink of the water of life. And they'll not be let in to the new Jerusalem or to live on the new earth. But it was by their own choice. It was not God's decision. I thank the Lord I've read the Bible. I thank the Lord I've read the Bible that I understand. God has not picked out this one and that one and that one to go to heaven, and the rest can go to hell. No, He's not did that. What has God done, preacher? God has said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. It's left up to you. It's left up to you. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? How unwise so many people are today in our world. And it's getting worse. God provided salvation for them by the death of Christ on the cross. Christ is the Savior of sinners. And He's saving sinners who ask to be saved. It takes humbling ourselves, acknowledging who we are as God says we are, and accepting His Son who paid for our sin. Now these we just read about in Revelation 21:8, they are eternally separated from Him. You know what? He loved them so much He let Jesus Christ die for them. He loved them as much as He loves you. Isn't that something to think about? He loved them just as much. Sin is sin to God. But it's those wise enough to recognize their need for Christ. Their home will be the lake of fire and brimstone forever with the devil who deceived them. Boy, that's adding insult to insult. They're going to be with the one that deceived them forever. In Revelation 21:9, and there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the last seven plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I'll show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. You know, human words won't describe that city, having the glory of God. But you know what? One day, these new eyes I'll have will get to see it. We'll get to see that city shining, glittering, sparkling. The New Jerusalem and the Lamb's wife are used synonymously. The angel began to show John this glorious city called the New Jerusalem. I tell you what, that old Jerusalem over yonder, Israel, and now has been about beat to death, hadn't it? I don't know how many times war has struck against it. I think it's 27 times, but don't hold me to that. That old city is just, it's just been, you know why? Because the Jews won't live right. They just won't obey God. The angel began to show John this glorious new city, and I'm sure human words cannot describe the glory of God that John saw in that vision that day on that he received that vision from God. These stones are unlike any upon this present earth. No jewel shop sparkles like the glory of God. Here last year, I believe it was, I went to Bob's jewel shop. You know, they got, and you can go into Sam's, you know, where all that jewelry is at, and they got the lights fixed where they will sparkle the most, you know, and they got sale. Sale, a big sale, reduced. Trying to move you to get a sparkler, right? And I think about that. You know what? You could go over to Rose's and get some of that $2.98 stuff, and it looks just as good. Yes, it does, Miss Geraldine. It's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. But that, boy, when we see that in the New Jerusalem, that sparkled, that glory, boy, what a time we're going to have, aren't we? What a time we're going to have. The Bible goes on and tells us that there's no temple there. You know, today, you go up and down our highway, is it seven churches between here and Lumberton? I believe it's seven. Between here and Lumberton. Every few miles is a church. When we get to heaven or in the New Jerusalem, it's not even going to be a church, Brother Chavis. No, it's not even going to be a temple. But I saw no temple in it, for God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. We come here by faith to worship, right? But when we get to the New Jerusalem, we're not going to worship by faith. We're going to see the one we're worshiping. We're going to see the most. When we see our Lord, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see the most loving face and smile and eyes that you cannot even imagine today. you're going to see love. I'm going to see love in action. We're going to sense that love that's indescribable. You've never sensed it here, what we're going to sense when we see Him, the one that loves you so much. No, we won't worship by faith. We're going to worship. When we see Him, we're just going to fall before Him. It's just going to be so great, so wonderful to see someone that will love us so much. Because you and I don't really understand fully how awful our sin is to a holy God. And He's accepted us through His Son. He's accepting us because His Son shed His blood, paid our debt. And we're going to see Him and worship Him face to face. What a Savior. And I suppose we're going to wish that we hadn't have done better than what we've done. The Bible says, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in the light, which the Lamb is the light. And the kings of the earth will bring their glory and honor into this city. I want to get into your mind now. We're living on a new earth then. This one here has passed away. It's a new one. We're the new Jerusalem, our home. And the nations that's on the earth outside the city is going to be coming in those 12 gates, bringing their honor and their glory. And the Bible don't tell us anything else, so I can't tell you anything else of what that honor and glory they'll be bringing is, but they'll be bringing it to worship the Lord God. I don't know what kind of economy God is going to have, but it's just going to be something glorious, something glorious. The city has no temple because the Lamb and God and the Lamb are the temple. The New Jerusalem has no need of the sun or the moon. Think about that. No sun, no moon. Because the glory of God is going to light it. Think about the glory of God lighting up the universe. Yeah, all nations on the new earth will walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory and honor into it. The gates shall never be shut because there's no danger anymore. Won't that be nice? You won't need a security system, amen? There will be no more night there. Won't ever be a night. Boy. You ladies, you can get your work done. Amen. Amen. We always say, "Hey, we didn't have enough time to get a work." But you'll have all. You won't never have enough night. You can just keep right on getting it. Amen. Revelation 21:27. But there shall in no mean enter it anything that defiles, or causes an abomination, or a lie. But only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the only people going to get to go in it. There will never be any liberal Democrats nor Republicans, folks. Amen. Or politicians. The New Jerusalem will never have anything sinful to enter into it. You know, all that's been disposed into the lake of fire with the devil and his crowd. Amen. even death is going to be cast into the lake of fire. Boy, isn't that awesome? Folks, we're talking about stuff that's heavenly, amen? But we'll be living it out on the earth. In our new home, we will never pay any rent or taxes or have any repairs. Won't that be great? We will be living with our God and our Savior where the psalmist said in Psalm 16:11, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Listen. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Pleasures. You want pleasure? You want pleasure? Forevermore at his right hand there's going to be pleasure. This world is mad over pleasures today. But they don't want them at God's right hand, right? But we're going to get those at his right hand forevermore, Brother Colin Ray. Amen. We will be living with our God and Savior where the psalmist said, pleasures at his right hand forevermore. This is the love of God for sinners who've repented of their sins and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We will live in that new Jerusalem, not because of anything we did, but because of what Jesus Christ did for us. You can't earn your way to heaven by good works or by having religion. No. You can't live there except by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. Have you trusted Him? Are you loving Him and serving Him? Our new home is indescribable, folks. Only God could make it. But He invites everybody, everywhere, to come and join Him there. There's room for everybody. Room for everybody. Anybody who's willing to see Jesus Christ can cleanse them from their sin. We're in a new year by God's grace. There's no telling what we'll face this year. We've already faced something this past week, haven't we, folks? We started this week off, I mean, it was on the shivery side. Well, we don't know what it's going. You know, this just might be the year that our Savior calls us, takes us home, one way or the other. Israel's Jubilees this year, I believe it's in May, things significant happen on Israel's Jubilee. You know, it'd be a good thing for the rapture to happen for many of us. But no matter what, as we face each day this year, let's love the Lord. Let's serve the Lord. Let's be faithful to the Lord. That's the important thing, being faithful to the Lord. Try to share the Lord. Because when we see Him, like I said a few moments ago, when we see the Lord and see the love in His face that He has for each of us, it's just going to be indescribable. And the joy is, it won't be a passing moment. It'll be for eternity. It'll be for eternity. We're going to live in a place where it's love. It's love every day. You won't step on somebody's toes or offend somebody. It's going to be a place of love, overflowing. Pleasures at His right hand evermore. Won't be boring. It won't get stale or humdrum. Only God could do it, though. Only God could do it. Father, thank You for loving us. Thank You that You allow us to share with our church today, our new home on the new earth, where you're going to come and live with us, be with us, and we're going to enjoy you throughout eternity. Lord, help us as a body of believers to share this good news. And may the Spirit of God take the gospel of Christ and just draw them to the Savior. Cause them to see their need for salvation, because we're helpless in and of ourselves. Lord, only the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power of salvation. And we preach it today and teach it as we live for the glory of God and the good of our fellow man. We pray in Christ's name. Amen and amen. May the Lord speak to hearts today. Maybe here at the beginning of the year you want to come to the altar.